soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
Attention, attention, all men, attention, attention, mand your battle stations, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a drill, this is real. We are in the greatest war, ladies and gentlemen, spiritual war. This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm. On May 5th, 2016, this is a day like no other day. This is a day that you need to be attentive, strong, attentive, hearing the voice of the Lord, fully equipped, fully powered, fully knowing the will of the Lord in this last day. Ladies and gentlemen, the last days are upon us. Are you ready? Are you able? Are you willing to serve the Lord in the last days? Because the greatest war of all kind is at hand. And it's a war of the Lord against his enemies. Against all those that have hypocritically served him, mentioning him, using him. And it's a war of the dragon, the devil and all his children that are liars and murderers and deceivers and fraudulent ones. That have done despicably against the Lord, shaking their fist in his face, will ultimately band together in a great secular and apostate religious war against the Lord and against his Christ, the anointed one, Jesus. War, ladies and gentlemen. War. This is a war that requires your full attention. To take heed, to beware, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, to be fully clothed in all the armor of the Lord. You've got to be pure before the Lord, clean before the Lord, because this is a war where there'll be many casualties. Many are unprepared and will be completely caught off guard. And the enemy isn't kind and merciful. But he's merciless and will take you out, ladies and gentlemen. If you've given place to the devil, if you've given place and are in cahoots with the world, which is an enemy of the Lord, if you're walking in the flesh, which is an enemy of the Lord, if you're walking in the sarks, the flesh, and the carnal mind, if you love this world, you are at odds with the Lord. People are playing tightrope. They're playing the wrong game, the wrong song in the wrong time. They're not in the right place. Don't you realize there's places in the earth today that are marked for destruction? There's great catastrophic earthquakes that are going to come and shaking the land. God's going to send a message, ladies and gentlemen. Great fear will come to men because they were not prepared, we're not ready for the Lord. And he's garmented himself in a cloak of war. And he will dip it in the blood of his enemies. Isaiah 63, Revelations 19:19. This is a war, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a time to be at ease in Zion. This isn't a time to be completely the same as you were yesterday, and as you were a year ago, and as you were in times past. This is time to be growing in the Lord, strong, adamant, faithful, hating what's going on in the wicked world. Because God is going to mark those that are grieved, like he did those in Ezekiel 9:6, before he slaughtered Jerusalem for their hypocritical religious idolatry and abomination. God judges first his house, and then he judges the world. This is a time of war, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a time to play games and play church and religiosity. You better not put your trust in a man. You better not put your trust in a system or a group of people or a nation or your weapons or your own imagination and your own carnal wisdom. Don't put your trust in your gold, your silver, your money, the things you possess. You better put your trust in the Lord. God is so, so kind, so merciful, so gracious, slow to wrath, kind. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who laid down his life as a lamb. He was slain for the sins of the world, shedding his red blood, pure, without sin. And he became sin that we might become the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ and walk free in the liberty of a new life, being born again, born from above, and putting on a new man that's created by God, that we could walk in righteousness by faith in Jesus. And this gospel goes forth throughout all the world, and then the end comes. There's going to be natural wars, ladies and gentlemen. Wars, wars here, wars, wars there. Ethnic wars, clashes. And there's people that serve the devil that create chaos because they want to bring their agenda of peace, a pseudo-peace, a man of peace, but he's a man of hatred and war that serves the dragon. People believe every lie. People believe things as they look on the appearance. They're not ready. Do you have oil in your lamp? How do you have light without oil? Oh, fools. This is a war, and it's at hand. Don't give place to the devil. You don't go out to war and stand at the lines, the front lines, oblivious to the dangers. Where's the power of the Lord in your life? What are you standing on? Are you standing on melted ice? You better stand on what you've heard and heard from the word and the mouth of the Lord. Fully persuaded. Fully. Ready to live. Ready to die. Ready to know that the Lord will receive you again. And you better be ready to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Are you faithful to the Lord? Are you watching? Are you a good soldier? A good soldier doesn't entangle himself in the affairs of this world, as it is written. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and following. You, therefore, endure hardness. Hardness. Opposition. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Are you in the army of the Lord? And I'm not talking about pseudo armies of the Lord. I'm talking about the real. I'm not talking about the counterfeit. I'm talking about the assembly of Jesus Christ, the assembly of the righteous by faith. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life. You can't be in war and be sleeping on a hammock. You can't be in war and be on a ship cruise. There's a time for rest. There's a time for extenuating yourself in all-out attention. And this is a time of war. Man your battlefields. Be strong. Have your armor. Have your weapons. Hear from the Lord. Abide in the Lord. Wake up. Wake up. I sound the alarm. War. Romans 13:11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Ladies and gentlemen, time of war is here. I fear the Lord. I regard the Lord. I respect the Lord. And you better be in step with the Lord. When Jesus Christ came and he came to his own, as they were religious, they had the temple, they were doing the sacrifices, they were doing the holidays and the music. They had a big business selling the things of God and buying the things of God. It was a big ebb and flow business. And they did not know the time of their visitation. And their house is desolate. They lost it. They lost what they had. They lost the kingdom, ladies and gentlemen. And those things are written for our admonition and learning. The night is far spent. The time is withered by. And now we're at the time of the end. And you better be strong in the Lord. I sound the alarm. Attention! Attention! Cast off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Put off the old man that's corrupt with deeds of the flesh and the manners of the flesh. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. This is the greatest war, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord, when he stands up to judge, Isaiah 3:13, when the Lord stands up and he makes inquisition for the innocent blood, Isaiah 26:20 and 21, you better be in position, and that position is flat on your face, prostrate in your spirit before the Lord, the Lordship of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Be blameless in him, doing what he called you to do, saying what he told you to say, inquiring of the Lord every single minute detail, and enough of using the Lord for your own desires that are base. God knows what you need. Ask and you shall receive. But there's those that ask amiss. They ask wrongfully. They want to tear down the house they have and build a bigger and have this and take life leisure. Wrong song, wrong time, wrong cruise ship, ladies and gentlemen. There's a time for peace and a time for war, and this is the time of war. The war is of the Lord. The battle is of the Lord. And there's an opposition, the enemy. And the enemy's covert and sneaky and uses propaganda and uses every method to get a hold on you, your life. The devil's at war. There's lots of wars. God's war, the devil's war, man's wars. And it's a war for you, against you. And once you're dead, you're dead. You better walk cautiously, circumspectly before the Lord. Masters of deception, illusions, lies, half-truths, partial truths, 99.9% truth, but a little bit of falsehood. It's called leaven. The Lord told you to seek him, to find him, to know him. That's what you better do. The alarms are sounding. Attention! Attention! Man your battle station. Be who you're called to be. Fully, fully, fully attentive to the work of the Lord, to the serving of the Lord in these last days. An old story in the scriptures. Story of Gideon in Judges. God judges, does not look on the superficial appearance the way man looks with his eyes and his shallow mind. God looks on the heart. He looks at our motivation. He looks at our dedication. He looks for our willingness to die for him, to suffer persecution, to be lied about, to be misused. And are we walking in the steps of Jesus? And there was to be a war. The time of Gideon. And there was to be an army. And the Lord said in verse 3 of Judges 7, "Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead." And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, "The people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for you there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto you, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whomsoever I say unto you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go." So he brought down the people into the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, "Every one that laps of the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, him shall you set by himself. Likewise, every one that bows down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink the water. At a time of battle, at a time of war, they concerned their desire and thriving thirst at the expense of the danger of being alert, attentive, ready for battle to avenge the enemy. Do you see what God's looking at? And the Lord said unto Gideon, By the 300 men that lapped will I save you, yet deliver the Midianites into your hand, and let all the other people go, every man into his place." Why? Because they're useless. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord's called us to be salts, salt of the earth. And when the salt loses its savor, it loses its saltness, it's good for nothing. Absolutely worthless. You can't salt anything with saltless salt. It's thrown out, and then men just trample it underfoot. And that's the picture, ladies and gentlemen. There's people that are signed up for the war, but they're worthless. They don't have any arms. They don't have any armor. They don't even know the head of the arm, the war, the battle. They don't know the Lord of hosts. They don't even know there's a battle. They're singing the wrong song, beating the drum to the wrong time. They're out of sync. They're out of place. They're vulnerable, don't even know it. I sound the alarm. This is time to seek the Lord. This is time to have a real sense of what's at hand. And the Lord will provide what we need. I'm talking to the few. I'm talking to the ones that realize the truth, that love the truth, that are willing to lay down their life for the truth. I'm talking to the ones that are willing to tell the people the truth. In a day they set laws hindering you to speak the truth. Or they send laws and religious leaders that are in cahoots together to bring in a global agenda for one world government to follow an antichrist agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to come so logical that we need to come together, they're going to say. We need to not have people speaking against. We have to have everyone speaking the same. But the word of the Lord will be in his true servants, and they will burn in them like a fire. And no man will forbid them from speaking the word of God. And they will be beaten in the synagogues, beaten in the churches, the places of worship created by man. Because in a time of great fear, with food shortage, with great plagues and pestilence, with people dropping dead like flies here and there, with wars and with terrorists blowing up things, because we have open borders in the United States and across Europe and in other lands, the great infiltration of chaos so they can bring in their agenda of order. And when they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction upon them. We're in those days. Seek the Lord. Follow him. And as you do that, you'll be in line with other soldiers that are speaking the same thing, that are faithful to the Lord, and they're not entangled and believing the lies, elevating man as with all the answers to bring peace in the world. Oh, fools! Entangled, ensnared. Has not the Lord said it'll come as a snare upon them on the face of the whole earth? People are gladly signing up. The technology they're using and brought in bondage to it. And the spirit of Babylon that hates the Lord, that's always been his enemy, has made mad the nations, drunk with the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And every king, every ruler of every nation is committing fornication with the harlot that will ride one day upon the beast that rules in the earth for just 42 months with 10 kings that have not come on the scene as yet, but they rule 1 hour against the Lord. And they murder the true disciples, followers, the soldiers of Jesus. You're hearing a message like this, and you know who you are. Are you a soldier of Jesus? Have you been called to be a soldier of Jesus Christ, fighting the good fight of faith, being found faithful unto the point of death? You know there's a difference between him that knows the Lord and him that knows him not. And there's a difference between him that serves the Lord from him that serves him not. There's a difference between the kingdom of God, which is the rule and reign of Jesus Christ in the hearts of men in this hour, from those that are religious. Religion, a form of godliness, but deny the power of godliness, going through motions, acting, performing, pretending, saying the right things, even doing good works before men to be seen of men for public reaction. But there's those that seek the Lord in private, in quiet, and listen. And there's those that serve the Lord, that give to the Lord, and fast unto the Lord, and pray unto the Lord, and worship him behind closed doors, in secret, from their heart, before him. And they're rewarded openly. There's those that go to religious environments, in elevating man and hearing man's words and their packaging and their systems and their latest fads and cliches without power. They have no weapons. They're not in the right theme. They're not in the right moment. They can tell the signs of the weather. It's a rainy day, it's a sunny day, it's a cold day, a hot day, but they don't discern the signs of the times. O hypocrites, woe unto you! The time of battle is at hand, and you're not ready. You're playing like a child, or grazing like a cow, or like the people during Gideon's days, all on hands and knees to drink your water to satisfy your flesh cravings. No. Those that serve the Lord never lose sight of the war. They never lose sight of the business that is of the Father. I must always be about my Father's business, Jesus said. This world is passing away, and there are great dangers. This is not a time to play tightrope. This isn't a time to jump out of a plane with a parachute and trust its. This is a time to walk with the Lord, being led by the Lord, empowered by the Lord. Assemble with godly people, people of like faith, like spirit, like word, taught of the Lord, prepared by the Lord, loving the Lord, and loving each other, strengthening each other, upholding one another, bearing each other's burdens, for so fulfills the law of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a difference between the assembly of Jesus Christ and the churches of men. What are you of? Are you a soldier in the battle? come together, reassess, hear from the Lord, the captain of the Lord of the hosts, hear his voice, be instructed, strengthen your weak points. Do you have blind spots? Assess, address, improve, enhance, strengthen. Let that which is lack be healed, be strengthened, be fortified, because you're going to need it for these days. Eat that which is convenient for you. When Elijah was going to run a long distance, the Lord gave him the food that would sustain him and give him energy and strength. The Lord knows what you need for these days. You can't be drinking from the spigots of Babylon and wondering why you have no strength, why you don't have accurate discernment. When we come together, where's the power of the Lord? Where's his presence? Where's his unquestionable, undeniable, overwhelming, good, absolute, holy presence that wipes us out as we worship at his feet, trembling? Ladies and gentlemen, the glory of the latter house is greater than the former. People have become way too complacent, way too used to coming together and spouting words and throwing words at God, calling it prayer. We need to learn to choreograph with the Lord through the Holy Spirit, submitting to the headship of Jesus Christ, to speak and address what needs to be spoken to and addressed, rather than going to a form of man, that's a system of man, ordained by man. But we need to have the mind of the Lord, through the Spirit of the Lord. We know freely the things given to us by God. God knows what's at hand. He knows the dangers we are at hand with. Seek him. Listen to him. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom of the Lord, and through the glory of the Lord, minister to the Lord and one to another. People need to know God is real. Reveal the Lord. Come together. Hear from the Lord. Follow the Lord in these meetings that are coming together in these last days. It's time to be focused, dedicated, always on. Always on, because we're in a great battle and it belongs to the Lord. Our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. And we cast down the imaginations and every vain thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. And we place into captivity all of our thoughts, our desire, and anything wavering be anchored clearly, soundly, firmly in Jesus Christ as a good soldier, being faithful. Hear the alarms, ladies and gentlemen. Hear the alarm. Run to the Lord. Seek his face. Hear his voice. Do what he says. For the war is at hand. With Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.